Books and Arts. Johnson. Toil and Trouble. Emotive language takes on the legalistic kind in the impeachment battle.
Witch hunt may be President Donald Trump's favourite way to describe the impeachment proceedings, but that is far from his only colourful disparagement. A coup, he protested in October. His defenders have chipped in, calling the process a star chamber, a show trial, Soviet style, and a circus. Then there is the ultimate inflammatory comparison. Mr. Trump says he is the victim of a lynching. Impeachment is a political process as much as a legal one, and it duly involves two linguistic struggles, one rhetorical and the other legalistic, waged simultaneously and overlapping. Mr. Trump and his allies have concentrated on the rhetorical task, generating a stream of emotionally charged images and comparisons designed to convince his supporters that the process is unfair, the better to keep their representatives in line. So long as Republican senators hold their ranks, Mr. Trump will ultimately be acquitted. To judge from opinion polls, this effort is succeeding, even if some of the metaphorical flourishes are in poor taste. Some people seem to be confused about who does the chasing in a witch hunt. At Halloween, Republicans sold T-shirts depicting Democratic leaders as witches. Actual coups, meanwhile, involve the telegenic seizure of the presidential palace with tanks, not expert testimony in plodding congressional hearings. Lynching is an offensive analogy, as well as an inapposite one. The murder of black Americans, often for imaginary transgressions, has little in common with the attempted removal of the world's most powerful man by constitutionally sanctioned means.